Updated. This story was updated with fresh vaccination numbers provided by Extendicare to correct what was regarded as a typo in the figures supplied by Ontario Health. The updated vaccination numbers are listed below. Nursing homes in Sudbury and across the province are being advised to follow the additional steps that have been put in place to protect residents of long-term care, LTC, homes, steps that take effect less than 4 weeks from now, on November 15. The updated restrictions, which were announced October 1, mean that LTC home staff, support workers, students, and volunteers will require proof of vaccination by the new deadline. Those workers who do not have the vaccine or a valid medical exemption will be required to stay away. In some cases, it could mean termination. In other cases, it could mean unpaid leave. Also, newly hired workers will be required to show vaccination proof, or exemption proof, as a condition of hiring. Vaccination rates of staff in many homes are not high enough in the face of the risk posed by the Delta variant, said a provincial statement. This is putting vulnerable residents at risk. To ensure the health and safety of staff and residents, mandating vaccination for in-home staff has now become essential. LTCs are required to meet the following requirements. Staff, support workers, students, and volunteers have until November 15 to show proof they have received all required doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, or to show proof of a valid medical exemption. Staff who do not have all required doses or a valid medical exemption by the deadline will not be able to enter a long-term care home to work. Newly hired staff will be required to be fully vaccinated before they begin working in a home unless they have a valid medical exemption. Homes will begin randomly testing fully vaccinated individuals, including staff, caregivers, and visitors, to help detect possible breakthrough cases of COVID-19 as early as possible. Along with requiring their staff to be vaccinated, many homes are putting in stricter measures for visitors. This would include rapid antigen tests on a twice-weekly basis. The Ministry of Health said fully vaccinated healthcare workers will continue to be able to work in more than one long-term care home, retirement home, or other health service provider setting. Recent figures, August 2021, from the Ministry of Health revealed that while most nursing home staff members are fully vaccinated, many are not. The Ministry of Health said in an October news release that as of the end of August, about 44% of long-term care homes in Ontario had staff vaccination rates below 90%. The vaccination rates at long-term care homes in and around the Sudbury area for fully vaccinated staff are as follows. Elizabeth Centre, Val Caron, 84% for one employee group, 88% for others. Extendicare Falconbridge, Sudbury, 92% fully vaccinated. Extendicare York, Sudbury, 97% fully vaccinated. Finlandia Hoivakoti, 95% for one group, 93% for the other group. Pioneer Manor in Sudbury reported 79% fully vaccinated. St. Gabriel's Villa of Chelmsford reported 73% fully vaccinated. St. Joseph's Villa of Sudbury said 79% of staff had the two doses. Wikamaikong Nursing Home on Manitoulin Island reported 93%. Espanola Nursing Home at Espanola General Hospital was at 88%. St. Joseph's Manor, Elliot Lake, reported 97% full vaccination rate. Ontario Ministry of Health figures from August 2021. Len Gillis is a local journalism initiative reporter at Sudbury.com, covering healthcare in Northern Ontario. The local journalism initiative is made possible with funding from the federal government.